awesome. So let's start this day as we always do by giving God the best praise we can from wherever we are. Come on, let's worship God together. Lord, we thank you. We bless you. We lift you up. We magnify you. We give you glory and honor. You are awesome and mighty, and there is none like you. God, thank you for another opportunity to bless your name, to give you glory in the highest. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for another day, this gift called Tuesday. Now, God, I pray miracles upon all those who are connected to this call. God, I pray that they realize how great you are and how great they are. Empower us today. Help us to hear your voice. And for this, I will bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 I'm so grateful to be connected with you, and I so look forward to sharing this time with you in the morning. The book of Matthew, chapter 14, very familiar passage that I wanted to share with you today. I was laying before the Lord on last night asking God, what direction am I to go? And I heard God speak to me and say, tell the people that I am a big God. And I began to think about this big God. What does big God mean? And I just looked at that big, and it means believe in God. So I'm hearing God encourage me to encourage the people that this is a season for empowered faith, to recognize that you serve a big God who's bigger than all your problems, bigger than all and every issue you might face. He is a big God. And it's going to take our faith to trust in God to see what we're believing God for. Familiar passage of scripture. Here, Jesus comes walking on the water to get to the disciples while they were in a storm. Family, we've talked from this passage so many times. I want you to know that, one, you're not alone in the storms. You're not alone in storms. Our God is always present with you, no matter where you are, no matter what you're going through. But when you serve a big God, you can take comfort knowing that he is a big God with big plans for our lives. And the things that we face have not come to set us back or push us back. But the things that we face literally come to sharpen our faith. What do you really believe? Your circumstances, your surroundings? Or do you believe what God spoke into your spirit? What I'm on now, I'm just empowering the faith of believers to look over and beyond what you face, to see what God has for you over this obstacle. And while the disciples were in this boat, storms come. Storms will come, but nothing derails your destiny. No matter what comes in your life, your destiny is not altered by the adversarial situations that you are confronted with. Your destiny never moves. It never shifts. It's never lessened because of the trials. As a matter of fact, I believe the trials should empower the believers to push even further to get what God has for you. I'm at a stage in my life and I want to drag you with me. Family, I'm believing God for miracles, and at this season, I deserve what God has for me. And nothing and no one is going to stop me. Why? Because I serve a big God, and you can't have a big God stumbling over little problems. So in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus comes walking on the water. Jesus is doing the incredible. And Peter shouts to him, if that's really you, let me do it as well. I want to do what you're doing. I want the miraculous power that I see in you. I want the anointing that I see in you. Believers, it's time for us to embody the anointing and the power that we see in our God. Our God is a big God, and it's time for us to do big things. There's nothing wrong with small things, but playing and planning small will never change your world. Playing and planning small will never change your world. It's time for us to trust God. Step out onto nothing, believing God for everything. Peter never walked on water. Peter walked on faith. He walked on the word. Family, I'm putting on my rain suit. I'm going to walk on water. And I want you to walk with me. We serve a big God. So today, let's believe in this big God. Let's believe God for big things. Join me and watch them begin to manifest all over your life. Father, I thank you, and I am so super excited in you. I love you, and I thank you for always sending a word that speaks to me first and encourages me. Father, I pray it encourages someone on this call today to recognize that you are so big and awesome and that you love us. God, and because of your greatness, we can do all things. Thank you, God, to know that we are water walkers, and through faith, we can accomplish anything and everything. I am a living witness. So God, I pray for everyone on this call that we stop thinking small and think big. Believe in God. Do this, God, and we will bless you and give you praise. God, on this day, let us begin to make small steps toward big things. Let us empower our faith. Help us to know from this text that you are commanding us to do the impossible. I believe you. I needed this word. And I thank you. Now bless my sons and daughters. Give them traveling mercies. Father, where there is sickness, I ask for healing. God, where there is lack, I ask for increase. God, I pray that you would open doors of favor, God, and cause miracles to flow into our lives. Father, make us the head and not the tail. Make us examples of what faith can do. We trust you now, and we lift you high in all the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Family, think big. It's hard to be depressed when you serve a big God. I love you much. We'll be lifting you up. So go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing you will never, ever walk alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shout glory and amen. Love you much. Talk to you soon. Peace.